Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Good morning, everybody. Wow, it is 2018. Can you believe it? I know I can't believe it. It's pretty amazing to me right now to think of the fact that time is flying faster than I can even think about. And here we are, 2018. I mean, I just remember, it was just yesterday when we had the whole Y2K craze, 2000, where all the computers were going to crash. Or I was watching a reflective article on National Geographic or History Channel or something like that, and I was watching the difference or the way we've grown with computers and iPhones and phones. And I mean, you're listening to me on podcasts where you're streaming audio over the internet or over the air to be able to listen to the things that I'm saying on a microphone. It's just amazing to me. So 2018, here we go, right? I mean, everybody that's out there in just looking at and reflecting on when we rang the bell and dropped the ball in New York City in Times Square to bring in 2018 was all very reflective, I'm sure, of what it looked like in 2017, right? Whether it was a great year for you, whether it was a tumultuous year, whether it was painful, whether it was a struggle, or whether it's just a brand new fresh start for you, right? And I know a couple podcasts, or maybe even the last podcast that I did, it's been a couple days because of holidays and family and everything else. But I know the other day I talked a little bit about how we really don't want to treat New Year's as a all or nothing kind of thing, right? So you dive into eating everything that's in front of you, or you can look at it as being like, oh, it's a new day, I'm going to go all in and diet, right? Which is not a term that I personally like to use, because diets don't work for me and diets are not sustainable for me. So, you know, this is New Year's, it's 2018. So you could take it as a fresh perspective, as setting new goals or a clean slate of knowing that you can give you that positive energy that you need to be able to move forward. But, you know, not going too far to the extreme. And that's only my journey, right? Some people need that. Some people need a fresh slate, just a clean hoorah to be able to do so. But 9 times out of 10, when people make resolutions or people make different dedications for themselves to be able to be successful, whenever they hit the new year and they come into, you know, you go to your local gyms and you see that the whole place is packed out where there's a line standing around the building because everybody's in there going, I'm doing this, this is going to happen. And then 4 or 5 weeks later, those lines diminish to half. And then, you know, 2 months later, come around Valentine's Day, it's back to what it was before, because people go so full all in, full bore with everything that they're trying to do, that it's not sustainable. And they lose interest, or they don't see the results that they're looking for in a very short amount of time, or whatever it is, you know. So, you know, just every day take as being a new day for you. You know, treat it like you've been treating it. If you've been successful in the past, then great. Those days you were successful and the way you treated those days, treat today just like that. This January 2nd, 2018, treat it just like you did any of the other successful days that you had. No different. It doesn't have to be all in and just full bore with it. Just take it one day at a time and really work your plans, work the way that you're doing things, the way you need to work them, the way you know that you need to be successful. You know, that piggybacks right into the coffee talk that I did today. I posted it on No Finish Line Nation and over on Connect. And I was going to put it on Instagram too, but I didn't. But, you know, the coffee talk itself was all about excuses and apologizing for things. So I'll tell you the story just like I did in the coffee talk itself. I had a conversation with my son yesterday, and there's something that he's been doing with his mother who really kind of ticks her off all the time. And, you know, he's turning 13 years old, so he's 13 going on 18, thinking that he knows everything about the whole entire world, and he's well-seasoned to be able to make decisions on his own without having parents meddling in his business, right? So here's mom giving him some advice about certain things, and he just kept doing the same thing over and over and over. And each time that he would do this thing that he was doing that would really get under mom's skin, he would always apologize for it. Every time. Oh, you know, I'm sorry, Ma. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I did that. My bad. I really didn't mean to do that, you know, or whatever. And so he and I sat down and had a conversation, and I was talking to him about apologies. And I said, you know, sometimes the word or the words of I'm sorry have zero meaning when they have no movement behind them. So if you apologize for doing something, but then you go back to doing it again, it just diminishes the power of an apology. It diminishes the power of a word that you use to give to somebody else that you normally would think would mean something. If you tell somebody something, you would think that that would come from the heart or come from a place of good, right? So we had this long dialogue and conversation, good dialogue, and I think he got a little bit because he was quiet. Usually fills space with, but, yeah, but, no, but, oh, you know, all these different words that he uses. Being a dad of somebody that is just really kind of working at this whole entire game, you know, we look at the fact that, you know, you got to keep on working through these kind of situations because the kids always know the best amount. So I think it sunk in, which is a good thing. That's a good thing about the front of being the dad and the son and the mom. And I think we're in a good place. But then afterwards, I got done and I was sitting down last night and, you know, just reflecting and planning out what maybe my coffee talk might look like or planning out what my day is going to look like the next day on January 2nd. And it really stuck out in my brain because the habits that he has of apologizing for things that he keeps doing or going back to and making empty apologies is exactly what I've done in my life. I make empty apologies all the time. I'm always apologizing or making excuses for my behaviors just based on the fact that I continue to go back to what I was doing before. How many times have I joined Weight Watchers? At least 4 times. And how many times have I done low-carb diets? A bunch of times. How many times have I gone into the gym full bore and just being able to, you know, really run with it and build up my muscle strength? 1,000 times. And I always make excuses and apologies for sliding away from those things, knowing that all of those things in one way and one form and one fashion or another was going to do nothing but help me. All those things were going to help me become healthier, live a longer life, be happy with myself, self-esteem, all those different things that we're really looking for. Here I am sliding away from the things that I know help me, going towards the thing I know hurt me, and I make excuses for it, and I apologize. And the apologies that I say, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I know what I got to do. I got to keep on moving forward or whatever. And then the next day I do the same exact thing. And then next thing you know, we're on the downward slide. I'm at the top of Sugarloaf Mountain and I'm skiing down to the bottom because now we're just on a total free fall. So when you think about it, why do we apologize to ourselves and give empty apologies and make excuses for the behaviors that we've had in the past or for the behaviors that we'll have in the future? Instead, I thought to myself, I need to start to not apologize and start not making excuses, but rather come up with a game plan to get around it or plow through it. You know, game plans and those kind of things are only as good as what the words are on the paper unless you put actions behind the game plan. So for me, I need to make a game plan for myself. If I have a moment where I binge, which will happen, you know, I'm not on a diet. I'm on a lifestyle here, right? So I've lost 100 pounds total, but I've got about another 30 more to go, 25 to 30 more to go until I can hit my own target weight that I'd like to be at. But then guess what happens after that? It goes forever and ever. It doesn't just go away. I don't just hit goal, throw a celebration, eat 3 pumpkin pies, and drink 4 bottles of Prosecco, and then sit there and go, yeah, this is the greatest thing ever. Now I can go back to what I was doing before. Because then I'll start to apologize for the behavior of when I do that to be able to move forward. So it's become cyclical after a period of time. So for me, I need to come up with a plan. I need to come up with something that I can now say, instead of apologizing or making excuses for my behaviors, now I need to say, okay, so I had a slide last night. This is where I was at. This is why I had a slide. So one, I found out why I binged or I dove into something that I know I shouldn't have had. Even though, what says that I shouldn't have that, right? Who's to say that I didn't just enjoy my time at that moment in time. Have a moment in time where I was enjoying my family, my friends, the people around me, and I decided to drink those beers or eat some of that chocolate cream pie or whatever. And that's okay. Because guess what? Today, I wake up, I'm back in it, I'm back in the mix, and I'm ready to go. That's the new me. The old me would have been, well, I would have woken up and I would have said, oh, you know, I've been doing so well with my health journey. And I ate a slice of that chocolate cream pie and four beers with my boys. And you know what? It's all for nothing. So I'm just going to keep on going. Because I failed so many times in the past. I make his excuse number one. Or, oh, you know, there's so many temptations around me. It's just impossible. Excuse number two. Oh, you know, all the guys in my family, we're big bone dudes. Everybody's so big. We're large. We're in charge. Excuse number three. Or any other item that I can put out there to make an excuse for the reason behind the behavior of what I just did. So for me, that's what has to change. This year doesn't have to be much different because I've maintained a lot of my health journey for this long. There are a couple things that I know that I've put on my goal set list that I'd like to be able to accomplish in 2018, including being a better podcaster, bring better content to the table, involve the listeners a whole lot more, and really kind of grow within the realm of that with this podcast. So that's something that I've put on my goal sheet of what I want to accomplish by the end of 2018. That's a goal of mine. I'd love to be able to run with that, right? And that's stepping outside of my comfort zone. That's doing something a little different. This isn't all that comfortable for me to talk into a microphone about my life, talk into a microphone about my insecurities or the things that I've done in the past that I'm just unveiling for everybody to hear. That's not easy, but I know that is a goal of mine to continue doing that moving forward because it really resonates with people and I can help people this way. And then also it helps me. By you connecting with what I say completely motivates me to be better and to do things better in my life. So to summarize everything all up in this January 2nd, 2018 podcast is about instead of making excuses and apologizing for my behaviors, I need to start making plans and I need to start putting something in motion. You know, and an apology is only good if something is done about it, right? I tell my son, if you're going to say you're sorry, there's got to be movement with it. You got to do something to prevent either that action from happening in the future, or you got to do something to be able to really show that your penance is right there for you to be able to say, I'm truly sorry for what I've done. You know, everybody deserves a second chance. And for me, I feel like I've had 50,000 chances so far in my life without the going into the hospital and, you know, flatlining somewhere because of my behaviors and the way I was eating. That's the only saving grace that I have is that I've been given 50,000 chances and I need to grab onto this chance to know that I need to do things differently. So everybody out there, if it resonates with you, that's great. Awesome. You know, it really sat and parked well with me to know that I got to stop making excuses, got to stop apologizing for my behaviors and own it. Own my behaviors. If I have a big night with calories, points, fat, content, whatever, own it. Okay, I had a great time last night. It was awesome. Enjoyed the company that I was around. There's no guilty feeling about this. I'm moving on. Today's a new day and I'm going to get right back on track and get right back on the horse and do what I have to do. Oh, by the way, one other goal that I set for myself on top of podcasting and making sure that I continue move forward with that is to walk 1,000 miles this year. 2018, that's a number goal for me. So a lot of times my goals are behavioral wise, right? The way I think, the way I act, those kind of things, or the way I give back to communities and those kind of things. This is the number one. And you notice my number isn't a number on the scale. I do want to hit goal this year, but my number is 1,000 miles that I want to walk for the year. I put the challenge out to a couple of the people that I am on some Fitbit groups with and our old Lip Smacker group that we have that has about 10 to 15 of us that are in there. And we all jumped on board and we're all going to do our own sets of goals. Some of us are 1,500 miles. Some of us are 2,000 miles like Tony and Beast Mode and Laura Heckman and those guys. But, you know, that's the other goal that I set this year. So that's going to be something that I'm going to keep you guys, you know, abreast of and let you know how I'm doing with that. Because again, I can't make excuses. I got to stop apologizing for having those days that I can't do it and just own what I do and keep moving forward. So I just wanted to share all that with you guys. It's a little bit longer of a podcast than I normally put out there, but it was really, I'm really passionate about it because I do feel that we can't just continue to move forward with excuses and air, just spitting out air. You got to move forward with game changers. Moments that you can put some behaviors in place that's going to help you change the path that you've been going on for a long period of time so far. Because I know you can. And you're completely, completely worth it. You're worth the investment to take the time for you to invest in yourself. Build a plan around it. If this happens, then I go this direction. If I binge, then this is what I do. If I go out with my friends next day, this is what happens. Make a plan. All right, everybody. Well, listen, it's 2018, new year. Here we are, right? And I'm hoping that you guys are gaining as much out of these podcasts as I am telling things with these podcasts because it's therapy for myself. It really is therapeutic for me to be able to talk about my journey. Not easy, but therapeutic. So everyone have a great day today. Go out there and kick this day's tail. This is the only January 2nd, 2018 you're ever going to have. So make it the best you can. Okay? We'll talk later. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk and make it a great day.